Oh, Miss Havisham, I said, I can do it now. We have all made mistakes. I can't be bitter with anyone. What have I done, Pip? She cried, dropping to her knees in front of me. I should never have brought up Estella like that, or allowed you to be hurt. Could I ask you something about Estella? How and why did you adopt her? I never knew her parents, she said quietly. I asked Jaggers to find a little girl for me to adopt, and he brought Estella here when she was about 3. We had no more to say to each other, and so I left. But on my way through the old garden, I had a strange feeling that something was wrong, and I ran back upstairs to check that Miss Havisham was all right. As I opened the door of her room, I saw her sitting close to the fire. Suddenly a great flame lit the room. She turned and rushed towards me, screaming, her hair and clothes on fire. Somehow I managed to cover her with my coat and put out the flames with my hands. I sent for a doctor, who cleaned her wounds. Her bed was placed on the great dining table, where her wedding cake had been, and she lay there, covered with a white sheet, half-conscious. I could not stay, but left her in the care of the doctor and several nurses, and returned to London.